During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
A terrible situation around the world at the weekend with three separate terror attacks. Islamic State claiming responsibility for the attacks in Tunisia. 38 dead there, 30 UK citizens, and also Kuwait, the suicide bomber at a mosque. While in France, a man who beheaded his boss and has reportedly confessed to his crime is believed to have once had links to radical Islamist groups. Of course, this has security implications here. Australian security officials continuing to warn of the threat posed in our country. And I'd urge you to read the front page of The Australian today. The head of the Australian Federal Police's National Disruption Group, tasked with stopping people from travelling to the conflict in Iraq and Syria, has been quoted this morning as saying that long after the conflict ends there, Islamic State's influence here will remain for at least a generation. It is from Commander Brian McDonald, who warns that senior counter-terrorism officials here are bracing for decades of terror plotting on home soil and that radicalised young people won't see jail as a deterrent. This is a warning that echoes that of the former head of Army, Peter Lay, who has previously said that we need to prepare for a 100-year war against radical Islam. I mean, we are not beating this up. This is the real story. And Peter Lay is on the line and appreciating getting up early. He's based in Perth. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, let's get straight to the point. Is our biggest terror threat homegrown?
I think it is for Australians in Australia, but this is a global threat. It's a regional threat. And as we've seen with strikes in Kuwait and France and all over the place in Tunisia, just how awful was that? This is a threat that is evident across the north of Africa. It's a threat that Al-Qaeda, and let's not forget Al-Qaeda, have raised, and they're active up in Afghanistan. Recently, they made comments about a caliphate in India. So, sadly, it's global, and it will last for a very long time. In some ways, we're only just seeing the start of it.
Peter, looking at the circumstances of the gunman in Tunisia, and to quote some of the news stories, he just seemed like a friendly young man. This is a 23-year-old, an engineering student that has been radicalised in some form. I mean, your reaction to the circumstances of this, that this lone gunman dressed in shorts and T-shirt has walked along this resort and 38 people now have lost their life?
Well, apart from the sadness of those people and those who are fighting for their lives now and their families and friends and the impact this will have on Tunisia. And let's recall the similar campaign in Egypt some years ago really hinted the tourism of Egypt. But just how do people become this radicalised? How do they get these ideas into their heads? And this isn't apparently someone who's operating under the directions of some terror master somewhere. They're likely to be, and there are many more like him, what we call lone wolf terrorists, people who get their directions from the internet. And there are hundreds of thousands of messages flooding the internet every day. And more people are becoming radicalised this way, let alone those who are radicalised by being part of a group like ISIS and what they're doing in the Iraqi towns and Syrian towns. Just makes you wonder, what can we do? And it tells us that what we have to be doing is out there talking to people, talking to them about values, talking to them about pride, talking to them about how they can contribute to their community. But the other thing is, this is about fear. And you can just imagine the fear on that beach. And that's what they're after. They want to put fear into us. They want to attack us psychologically, which is a real element of terror. You don't have to go after the big bang attacks. You can just put fear into people's minds about getting on a bus, being on a train, being on a beach. This is one element that can come home, and I think the federal police are right. We just don't know what people are thinking. Now, we don't know what they're going after. But they are, and they have had, a pattern of iconic targets on iconic occasions. And let's remember again that this is the first anniversary of the caliphate. It's in a day or two. And so is this just the start of an intense period? I hope it's not. But we really have to be prepared, we have to be protected, and we have to try and understand their ideology, because we need to defeat the individuals, but most importantly, we need to understand the ideology of these radical terrorists to counter that, because that's the only way we're going to win this battle in the long run. And that's why it's a long battle.
The former head of Army, Peter Lay, my guest here on TUE Breakfast. And when we talk about possible deterrence, I mean, look, I'll quote again from the weekend. This is sort of what you're up against. The 14-year-old girl who was married to Mohamed Elamar, in sending a text message to her grandmother, Karen Nettleton, I read directly from that. "My husband got hit by a drone yesterday and got killed. I'm really sick and I think I have a fever. When I found out, I was happy for him to get what he wanted and to go to paradise."
That's what we hear all the time, isn't it?
What could possibly be deterrent? I mean, what, a threat of jail is a problem?
No. It seems for some it's not, because they're seeking release, they're seeking paradise, they're seeking martyrdom. It's a reward for them in heaven, but it's also a reward for their families on earth. And these are the sorts of ideas that they have in their heads. These are the sorts of people who are intent on doing these things. And as we've seen with the behaviour and the absolute abhorrent behaviour of ISIS in the Middle East, they will go to any accord to get their message across.
Yeah, well, look, a lot has been said in recent weeks, Peter, about Australians leaving here to fight in Iraq and Syria. Can you appreciate so many now have the opinion, well, perhaps we just let them go?
I don't see a problem with that from an Australian point of view, but they're going to create havoc wherever they go. And, it would be nice to get rid of them from here, but maybe we've got to have a broader sense of responsibility, because in some ways they'll come back. And in our region, just look at the numbers of people that have gone from places like Indonesia, and they'll come back, and they'll come back radicalised and desensitised. And we need to be helping our neighbours, stopping people go in the first instance, de-radicalising them. And where we can't, perhaps there has to be some form of detention, some form of control and some way of looking at them and making sure they don't go off and cause trouble around the world. And then I think once they're gone, we shouldn't let them back in. If we can prove that they've been involved in fighting for terrorist groups, fighting against Australia's interests, I don't see why they should be able to return to Australia under any reason.
Yeah, and that is a position you haven't changed. In fact, you recommended that last year, that the government strip dual nationals of their Australian citizenship if they fight for terrorist organisations, and there's plenty that support that point of view. Peter, again, I do appreciate you coming on the program so early in the morning from Western Australia, but it's been a terrible weekend on the terrorism front across the world.
Thanks, Andrew.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.